All right, welcome to the Strongpreneur Podcast. I'm excited today because I'm going to talk to a guy, a dude, a peep, a contractor, a guru, El Jefe, whatever the heck we want to call you, Keith. You actually are a landscape contractor, and you have over 21,000 YouTube subscribers, which is pretty freaking impressive, man. Welcome to the show.
How are you? Thanks for having me on. Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, I'm doing well, man. So listen, I want to jump right into this and make use of our time today and just cut through all the chit chat and ask you how in the world you got started on YouTube and what made you want to start talking about landscaping and the business and stuff like that in there. Tell us that story a little bit, would you?
Sure. Goes back to when I was a young guy. I started push mowing lawns when I was a kid with my old man. By the time I was 17, he was giving me $5 a lawn, right? 15. I'm like, Dad, let's start a business. He's like, no, I don't want you to try to be the boss. You're already too gung-ho. And so he thought it would mess things up. I started cutting grass for companies and doing tons of landscape maintenance. Then moved my way up to a foreman and a supervisor position. I always wanted to start a business when I was a kid, but was surrounded by 9-to-5ers, negative people, even drug addicts and alcoholics to the point. If you don't mind, when I speak, I'm going to go like that, and then I'll switch back.
That's cool.
Surrounded by just a lot of negative people that had really pulled down my perceptions. I'm not going to digress too much, but I want to say is when you reach down and help somebody and you pick them up, their feet lose contact with the ground from what's real and doable for them in their moment. So you become responsible for them. So I'm kind of glad I never had anybody help me with anything at all, because when you let go of that person, they drop back right down to what's real for them. So
right.
All the struggles and triumphs and things that I went through, just hell in my life, brought me to the point where I wanted to start my own business, but I had no idea how the hell to do it. I was stuck in dead-end jobs, surrounded by a bunch of negative employees. When I would talk about the things, I was listening to in audiobooks all day long at work while cutting grass. The company said, you're not allowed to listen to that. It's not safe. You got to be alert. And I was like, fuck you. I'd rather die than not listen to my self-development programs.
Yeah.
Like Tony Robbins and things like that. So I was like standing on the shoulders of giants while being stuck in this dead end. You mind if I cuss, man? Because I'm very passionate.
Yeah, go ahead. We'll just make sure everyone knows this is a rated R version, so we'll be good. So
no,
be yourself. Be yourself. If you can control it, but be yourself. All right. So occasionally there's a kid riding with a dude in his truck and he's listening to this. So just be conscious of that. So that's all right.
I understand.
Yep. So you're standing on the shoulders of giants, and you're working in this, what you feel were dead end jobs and negative people. And so what steps did you take to jump out of that world and into the one you're in now?
Yeah. They even took me into the office at a large company and threatened to fire me if I wouldn't stop talking the things I was talking to the other workers. And so I've always been into social media back to the days of me and my friends used to do music and shoot music videos, and always been into just online stuff. I was always the weird guy with the camera, documenting things. But 2009, I was brought to the office of a large, very professional company I worked at, and they threatened to sue me and fire me because I had been shooting YouTubes on company time, on client property, wearing company apparel. I violated the contract.
Right.
And at my point, I literally couldn't help it because I wanted to do it so bad. It's something called creative destruction, where you start destroying your present in order to create a better future. Well, it got really bad from that point because I ended up losing everything. At that time, I met my wife. So there we are. Absolute hell. So basically, just to get the point, when your back is up against the wall and you have no choice but to sink or swim, I know people hear this all the time, but it's absolutely true. It's not just something I'm talking about. Fear, anxiety, to the point where you're breaking out and you were an absolute catastrophe. People think you have mental problems. People tell you you need to get on medication because you're running on no sleep trying to get a business off the ground.
Yep.
Well, when I finally did it, after about a year, I had, well, not only replaced but doubled the income that I was making from a job, and now the bills were getting paid. Food was in the fridge. I was able to finally take my wife out to eat and put a ring on her finger, you know, versus this little tiny cheap band that was on her finger.
Right.
And I was so pissed off because I said, wow, 12 or 15 years of working in a dead-end job with this ceiling of limiting beliefs that was all really just instilled in me from other negative people. And it was something I was cycling myself. And I felt like angry and revengeful. And I went on YouTube and I started posting videos of me just standing in my bathroom cussing, talking about how to start a landscaping business because I'm so passionate, because I knew that other guys were in the position that I was in. Because I remember being on unemployment, looking out the window, you know, watching the day go by in constant anxiety, watching, you know, begging my cell phone provider to keep my cell phone on another day. I mean, it's absolute hell.
Yeah.
So I went on YouTube and I started getting a response from it. People started commenting on the things that I was saying, and but really to get to 21,000 subscribers, and I believe it just keep growing and growing, very, very thankful, very grateful, and I love being in contact. I have literally friends all over the world now, true friends.
That's cool.
People that really, I believe, really know me. And when I run into my fans, just YouTube subscribers, just in public and things like that come up to me, they're like, dude, I know you don't know me, but dude, I watch your videos all the time. Dude, I go up to these people, and I literally just hug them, and I say, no, I know you, man. I know
That's
you.
Cool.
And I really do.
So,
because
go ahead.
We all share the same commonalities. We all go through the same stuff, and I'm no different than anybody else. I've just chosen to throw my heart over the bar on social media and make it known that, hey, man, you're not alone in what you're going through. You don't have to put a gun in your mouth. You don't have to get a divorce. You don't have to throw in the towel. You don't have to walk out on your family.
Yeah.
Because there's a better way, and the way is right in front of you, and it really just has to do with dissolving the parts of yourself or the ego that you're resisting and facing the light of truth, which can, I know I'm talking a lot.
Hey, it's about you, man. You're the guest, man, so you get to talk the whole time, man. This is awesome.
I did one video interview like this, and it was supposed to be a video interviewing me, and then I didn't want to say
it. So, all right, I get it.
You got my point.
Yeah, we're good. Yep. So listen, I was scrolling through your YouTube feed, and if you guys go to YouTube and you just type in Keith Kalfas, K-A-L-F-A-S, or the Landscape Employee Trap, you'll come across his YouTube channel. You see there's just shy of 22,000 subscribers. And Keith, the other day I was scrolling through all your videos in the grid view, and I was counting the rows of four, and I stopped at 100. So how many, which 400 times four is what? Help me out with my math. 400, right? There we go. So do you really have over 400 videos? How many videos do you think you got in there?
601 as of now.
601.
I just think that's just on that YouTube channel.
Yeah. And so you're a guy that has truly gone all in with your passion on this. And you know, I didn't know about your background with shooting music videos and stuff, but it all makes sense that would be the natural platform in social media to help you, you know, let yourself out to the world a little bit. But can you share a little bit about how this, now I'm going to get into the business side of landscaping and stuff in a little bit here, but before we do that, I just want to hear from you, if and how having this sort of a social media presence has helped your actual contracting business. How has that helped you with relationships with customers, with marketing, with sales, anything?
It's actually the reciprocal of that. I don't want to make you laugh while you're drinking.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. I should have brought water. So after about a year of this stuff, I made sure the search engine optimization was, everything was separate, so that I was kind of hoping my clients wouldn't see this. If people search my business, they're not going to find me yelling in the bathroom. Like, but the funny thing that happened was I had a couple of my clients say, Indian guy comes out, one of my clients, I was watching your videos till 1 a.m. I'm like, oh. And he's like, I love it. It's great. You make me want to start a business. I'm like, did you see the one where I was standing in the bathroom cussing? Yes, it's great. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Did you see that one? Yes. And I realized that since we all share the same commonalities, the that fear that everybody has, well, I think we've completely, almost, because a lot of people are still old school, but we've transcended that, whatever that is, and authenticity or truth with a capital T kind of shines no matter what and no matter where, period. You're going to get your head cut off. Truth is still truth. So for the most part, if anybody wants to find me, any of my customers or anything like that, they can. Has it helped my business? I'd say, yeah, a little bit. But has it hurt my business? No, not at all. Literally not at all. Is there a potential some people dig if they're going to hire us to clean their windows and have us inside of their home and find my videos? I say yes. Everything is relative. We live in a universe where there's all possibilities. And you really got to get to the point inside of yourself. If you want to throw your heart over the bar and do something like this, you have to get to the point where you're okay that some people might not like it. They might not like you. They might not want to hire you. But there's just as many people that will like it and will want to hire you, right? Like attracts like. So those aren't my customers anyways.
Yeah.
So, but at first, when I hit 10,000 subscribers, I mean, I laid in bed dripping in sweat. And I actually went, I started putting all my videos on private and trying to delete my Facebook. You have these little panic attacks at each level, step level. Right. There's an awesome guy, Geek to Freak, on YouTube. The guy's phenomenal. He actually shut down his channel recently because he's on a bigger and better things. But he mentored and coached me on the way up because I was calling him. And he's like, dude, I go through the same exact stuff. You're going to be fine. Everything's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. But very, very much so in the beginning, I started thinking, you know, what do I want to say? What do I not want to say?
Yeah.
What boundaries do I not want to cross to make sure that, because like Gary Vaynerchuk, everything you say is on the internet forever.
Right.
So are you going to do anything that's going to potentially get you in trouble? Over the past 6 months, I have a virtual assistant social media manager who I pay that goes through and scrubs my channel, makes sure everything's clean. And so everything's good. Everything's on an up and up. I have permission from my clients and from my customers to videotape on their properties. Mm-hmm. They don't care. And the ones that do care, like the ones that are like in the legal field or lawyers, I just don't film on their properties.
Yeah.
So I know I'm giving you long answers, but
no, really, this is good because you know my whole purpose for being on social media and shooting videos and doing this podcast and all that stuff in my industry is to position myself as an expert in my field. For me, it's all about position. Okay. It's all about adding value. It's all about, you know, just letting the world know what I know and what I see you doing through your channel. Because, you know, remember, for those of you listening here, Google owns YouTube, at least as of today, they do. And, you know, the things that you do on YouTube also help you in your business on search engines and things like that, and help you get found in your area for landscaping and your window washing services, basically Calphus services, right, is the mothership. And so so for me, I'm all about, this is just a way that I can add value and educate and position myself as an expert. So why after 601 videos do you continue to do it?
Why?
Yeah.
Oh, good question. So I'm on a mission that is way, way bigger and than just shooting YouTube videos about how to start a landscaping business. Mm-hmm. If I could be honest, that this entire landscaping pulley trap is a huge beta test. So 3 years ago, I went into it as an experiment. I planned it all out of what I would do to add value to a marketplace within a niche that I already know about, something that I can be perceived as an expert to new people, something I've gone through, right?
Yeah.
And so in this entire beta test, I I would learn from it and get it to a certain point and productize it, monetize it, and create online informational programs to establish a residual income and a platform that could get me into the speaking environment, that could get me into environments like this. Yep. So therefore, from that point on, I can move into relationship coaching and consulting and building programs and doing online seminars and webinars. So I'm kind of, when I talk about it, this is a lot of work to build this, this infrastructure. But it's to go on and actually help and heal. I know this sounds kind of crazy, but literally help and heal the world. There are people that are suffering in relationships and things going on behind closed doors. Even of people that are perceived to be very successful and happy, behind closed doors, there is some madness going on in people's lives. And they have nobody to turn to. They have nobody to talk to about it. They feel alone and they're struggling. So this is very clear and evident to me. And I believe that I'm aware of this. And I've come out of some of that stuff. It's my responsibility to give back to people and create this. So in the future, I want to create something massive, an entire online platform and offline platform that people can turn to that will help them. And then they can teach other people to do the same thing for what they learn. I really believe in this whole butterfly effect thing, that everything you do affects everything else.
Absolutely.
I was in a... Well, I'm actually in an MLM, a multi-level marketing business. I'm not going to say it here, but I've learned that I have this potential to be a networker. I know how to just network by nature. Mm-hmm. And we started an organization that blew up over 4,000 people around the globe in something like, I don't know, less than a year. Mm-hmm. All because of the connections that I had made. So how can you do that in a way that has value, that has true value, that's changing people's lives and allowing them to go on and help others? How can you do that versus just making some widget, something that makes you money? Mm-hmm. Because for the first time in my life, maybe a year or two ago, I hit what I thought would be a financial freedom that I thought would make me happy my whole life while I was flat broke. And the first time I laid X amount of thousands of dollars across the bed, my bank account hit a certain amount, and I saved more money I ever had in my life after taxes and all that. It is true what they say. It doesn't do jack anything. It really just, it doesn't do anything. So I believe that before you die, what are you going to do that's going to help others? Because when you're dead and gone, it's about leaving a legacy.
What I love about what you're doing and your videos and things like that is you're building your home services company, your landscape company and other stuff like that. And you're having success in that. You're on your way. You're building a stronger business each year that you've been in it. But you're taking other contractors along with you on the ride, and you're sharing the lessons that you're learning. You're sharing the ups and the downs and the struggles. You've totally let us behind the curtain, basically, and said, this is the good, bad, and the ugly of building at least a landscaping business. But I know many contractors can relate regardless of what the trade is. And to me, you've shared it here a few times that you have a much bigger why in your life than just, you know, having a contracting company. And that's fine. And what resonates with me is my big why of why I do what I do is I truly want to change the DNA of the contracting industry. At the very core level, I want contractors to truly see and understand and believe at the deepest levels that they're worth more than what they're getting now, at least financially. I want them to see that there's a different way that they can get off the hamster wheel. I want the consumers to raise their idea of who and what contractors are. And so to me, that's my big why. That's why I run my mouth on this podcast. That's the thing that drives me. I may change the format of this. It may go to all video. I may stop the podcast and do a different thing. It might end up on Periscope or whatever the heck we do. But my why is always going to be big enough. And so one of the things I want to touch on here is a story you told about the first time that you netted $1,000 in a day. And you had an interaction with a homeowner, and the way you told that in your video, this rich dude, he's there, it's a big, huge house, and it was this time, it sounded like you were battling through some fear and about money and your worth and all this other stuff. How did that end? Tell us how you got there. Tell us that story if you would.
All right, Motorhood, check it out. Let's take a break here real quick for me to just tell you a little bit about what you could find at motorhard.com if you head over there once you're done listening to this podcast interview. I have what I call my high-intensity tips, and these are daily tips that get delivered right to your inbox for free, and the whole purpose is to help kick your contracting business in the ass in less than 2 minutes a day. In fact, most of these tips will only take you about 1 minute to consume, all right? And I understand you're busy. You're running around. You're bidding. You're putting proposals together. You're marketing. You might be working in the field. Whatever it is, you don't have a lot of time, but this way you can consume something in about a minute a day that will help you grow a stronger and more uncommon contracting business. So head to motorhard.com. You'll see right there on the homepage a place for you to just throw your email in, and we'll get you hooked up with that in less than 1 minute a day.
You don't remember? Sure. Do you remember?
That's probably one of my most popular videos.
Yep.
It's about you're starting a business, you don't know what you're doing, you don't know what to charge, just because you like myth, you know how to do the work.
Yep.
Makes you think you can run a small business.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting literally taken advantage of by clients because they can sense that. Because people want somebody who knows what they're doing, who can do it really cheap.
Yeah.
At least the smart people or people with like attracts like. So when I was starting my first year in business, it was hell. I was working 90 hours a week, coming home to eviction notices. Mm-hmm. And even my wife was like, "You got a kid I don't know about? What the hell is going on?" And I'm like, you can't plead with people when they don't see results. And I was just collapsing to everything around me. Everything was so new. There was nowhere to run except to stand in the face of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd work all day and make 40, 50 bucks a day, kept underquoting and making mistakes and jobs, still listen to audiobooks all day, no mentors. And the once I finally started to get it,
mm-hmm.
I started making money in this thing. And I learned it's about having a backbone, and it's way more than self-discipline. It's having a strategy that you go to work with. It's reciting a script that when a customer walks up to you, like a neighbor, and wants a quote, you got to go into quote mode. You're not worker mode. Now you're in quote mode. How can I help you? Yes, let's walk around your property.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, we can install mulch. We can trim your shrubs. Yes. Yeah, right? And when you walk around, you keep your freaking mouth shut and let the client talk, and you gather all that data, and you prepare an organized sequence quote for them or a bid.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pause. Right? Maybe you touch the shrubs and let them know that you're the person, like you instill confidence. You're transferring a feeling to that client and getting out of your own suffering. That's what I believe a lot of new business owners, that they're so trapped in the vendetta of their own suffering that they can't even serve their client and be present in the moment. Once I started learning that, it's not about my suffering and my crap, it's about serving this client. So I started doing that, and then I started hitting every couple weeks, every third week, I'd hit like a $1,000 day. I'd still have the crappy days and all the hell, but sometimes I'd hit that $1,000 day. And when I did, I'd be like, oh my God, this is possible.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. It was like you're almost in tears because of the gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Because you look at your whole life in that moment. And then you're also angry because you say, why did I wait so long? Why did it take me so long? I like what Tony Robbins says, change happens in an instant, but sometimes it takes years to get to that point.
Yeah.
And I believe change happens when you get off of your butts. You get off of your excuses.
Yeah.
And you realize that you can't change the world. You can only change yourself and be more receptive and grow to what's around you. And that's a really hard thing to do. But that's how you make $1,000 a day, is by everything I just said. This isn't about like go out and make the sale and work harder, because working harder will just exhaust you.
Sure.
It's really about stepping back and becoming more conscious and aware.
What I loved about your story, the one I was referring to, was the homeowner came out with the bill and he was like, hey, what's this? And he was questioning it. And how do you, what gives you the right to think that, you know, you can charge this much money. Does that, you recall it? I mean, you've done over 600 videos, man. So I can't expect you to remember every story you tell, but does that ring a bell?
Yes.
And you looked him in the eye.
I'll tell that.
Really. Yeah. Yeah. That's the story I want, man. I mean, everything you said was spot on. I totally get it because listen, guys, we will get what we're strong enough to ask for. Okay. And so Keith, you touched on it earlier that it's about having a backbone, and too many contractors are allowing ourselves, you've done it, I've done it, we allow ourselves to get slapped around because we come from this point of desperation and weakness and all this other crap. All right. And so if you don't hear anything from this conversation that Keith and I are having today, the next time you're going to give a customer a price, standing in their living room, on the telephone, via email, I don't care what it is, all right, I freaking smoke signals, it doesn't matter. Okay. When it comes time and you go, okay, I figured the bid up and it's $1,200, whatever the heck it is, just double it and see what happens. Okay. Grow a pair, sack up, grab your backbone and go on for the ride. Because here's the deal. When you're confident in that and you're strong enough to ask for it and you come at it from a perspective that I am the expert, I've done thousands of projects, I know what I'm doing, I know how to do this thing right, I promise you, I promise, you will make a crap load more money without doing any more work, and you'll be happier. You'll be able to serve the client better because you're not in a rush to get to the next damn job. And then guess what? What happens when you get home? What's your wife say to you? She says, nice job, right, Keith? Uh-huh. Will you come home with the money? Yeah. All right. That was my rant for the day. I promise I won't have another rant today, but Keith, tell us a story. Homeowner said,
I watched some of your
this.
Yeah, I watched some of your YouTube videos last night and this morning. Amazing content, Tom. And for any of my viewers who are watching this, check out Tom Reber. Phenomenal stuff. Even last week, we were supposed to do this. We had to reschedule, and you ended up coaching me for about 30 minutes talking about how to take the price of all my labor and materials and everything, double it, and then that's the gross revenue. That's what my business's profit should be. So take it all, double it. There's your gross profit margin, right? And I actually did that this week, and it worked. Thank you, man.
Awesome.
And your ability to communicate in a way that I can understand and that guys can understand is right where it's at, because communication is everything. So thank you for that, and I look forward to working with you more, because I need help in my business. There's so much stuff I don't know and so much frustrations that I have. But the story where my customer, obviously I can't say names, but a very, very, very wealthy client, and I'm very, very blessed to have this client in my life from the beginning of my business. This guy is so wealthy, but a master negotiator. I mean, business, multinational business. Me, this young landscaper that he could just slap around and knock some sense into, it was bad. We did I did a $20,000 project for this guy. Probably made net $1,500 after a month. I mean, literally came home to an eviction notice after doing a $20,000 project.
Yeah.
It was 11 o'clock at night, and I'm shoveling rocks in the dark on his property. And they're like, dude, go the F home, right? And before I asked for the bill, which I made that $1,000, it was more than $1,000 profit in a day. And he looked at me and said, you know, what makes you think you deserve to make this much money in a day? Here's a guy that makes $30,000 a day, no joke. Before I had said that to him, though, I did go in my truck and make sure I ate my Wheaties, and I called my buddy Jeff, who owns a finance company, and I told him my dilemma. I said, I'm about to give the customer a bill. I'm nervous because it's this much, and I got to make this freaking money, not because I need the money, but because we really did an amazing job on this property, and it's worth more than this. So I believe that having coaches and mentors in your life and people you can call in those key moments that will snap your ass into reality and realize you're worth it. Because if you don't realize that you're worth it and you don't believe in your heart you're worth it, you're going to get taken advantage of every single time. Mm-hmm. You're going to go home and your self-esteem will be even lower. So I'm standing with the client. I write up the bill, and I say, here's the bill. And he looks at it, he goes, just pauses, and he starts pulling this negotiating crap on me, like every other time. But I had eaten my Wheaties. So I stood there and I said, that's the price. Oh, do you want to go up? Do you want to make a couple hundred? Well, we could do a couple hundred bucks more. and they start going up on the price on them to do reverse psychology. And he likes to pay in cash. He pulled out the money. Yep. It was like, I don't know, $2,200 or something. And then everything was paid, and I think I made, you know, over $1,000 profit. And I had a stack of hundreds in my pocket. And then he walked away, and he didn't even care. He just went on the phone to do another, like, real estate deal or something. And I go, God. Damn. I felt like I had, like, conquered a Goliath or something. Because that's really what it feels like when you're in the beginning. It feels like you're conquering David and Goliath to do that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. But to the customer, it's nothing. But when they see you're afraid and they can see that, they just take advantage of it all day. And not that they're bad people, but to make money in this world, you have to be, you got to be honest.
Yeah.
You have to have integrity. You got to follow through. Mm-hmm. And you got to raise your prices. It's fascinating to me. When I was a kid, I was told, my own mother told me, when you see somebody in a Cadillac, oh, he's a drug dealer, Keith. Oh, this person is this. They're crooks. They're criminals. I grew up believing this shit, man.
Yeah.
And it really messed my head up. And it's still I have those limiting beliefs. So that's what it comes down to.
And you nailed it. You know, we all have our baggage about our self-worth, about money, about value we bring, whatever it is. You know, those of you that have hung around and read my stuff, you know, or listened to me for a while, you know that one of my big, Keith, you may or may not know this, but one of my biggest sources of baggage in my life, and I'm 46 years old, one of my biggest sources of baggage was I actually rode the short bus for 2 years in grade school. And so my whole life, I thought I was stupid. And I went through, you know, the Marine Corps, I went through business, different companies and a couple different businesses. And my whole life, I thought I was stupid until I was about 40 years old. And I won't tell the whole story here, but basically, I went to an event that I knew that I truly felt that my stupidity was going to be exposed for the world. And I was terrified to go, but I went anyway. And on the other end of it, I came out a stronger person. And from that moment on, my career, my business, my mindset exploded, because I realized that the only way that you can deal with this baggage and this head trash you have, the things that you're afraid of, is you have to go toe to toe with the things that scare you. That's the only way. The only way out is to go through it. Okay. And so for you guys listening here, grab, you know, do what Keith did, go out to the truck and eat your Wheaties, look in the mirror and tell yourself you can, or whatever the heck it's going to take. Look at the pictures of the little kids at home. All right. And realize that your job as a contractor, not just a contractor, any business owner or anyone providing for your family, your job is not to take the scraps. Okay. You are not here to take scraps from people. You are here to add a crap load of value. Stand behind the job that you do, be accountable and responsible for the job that you do. But and if you are going to deliver all that, you better get paid. And you better get paid well above industry average. All right. So, all right, I'm on the verge of another soapbox moment. So I'm going to back off. So I want to do something here real quick.
Now give us a soapbox moment.
All right, man. So I want to do something here real quick we're going to start coming down the backside of our interview time here now, down the hill. And I want to try something with you that Travis, my producer, said, hey, this would kind of be fun. And so I don't know what else to call it. So those of you that are listening, if you have a better name for this, you know, email me at tom@motorhard.com or put the comments somewhere. You know, just get it to me on Facebook, go to the Strongpreneur Facebook group or whatever. But I'm calling this the gauntlet. All right. And the gauntlet to me is just a rapid fire question and answer. So I'm going to throw out a question to you, and in a sentence or two quickly. Okay. The whole goal of this is to just, we snap through it, is you're just going to give me your answer. Okay. And you don't know what's coming right now, which is kind of cool. This is what makes it fun. So I'm just going to call this the gauntlet. We're going to run through the gauntlet, four or five questions that will hopefully, because it's the first time, sorry, man, you're the crash test dummy on this one, Keith. We're going to see how this plays out. So ladies and gentlemen, the gauntlet, here we go. All right, question number one, you ready? All right, your biggest strength as a leader?
Enthusiasm.
All right. Number two, your big leadership fail.
Resisting truth and consciousness.
God, everything in me wants to explore that more, but we're in the gauntlet. I got to keep going. All right. Number three, you have no work on the calendar. What do you do to get some money coming in right now?
Meditate first. Become very aware and present in that moment. When I'm very stressed out and I have no work on the calendar, I go to the office, I meditate for 30 minutes, relax, pick up the phone, and I'll sell $5,000 at work in 1 hour.
All right, good stuff. All right, you, what's this, number four, I guess? You have to outsource one thing in your business starting tomorrow. What's it going to be?
Answering phones, doing window cleaning quotes, basic administrative work, bookkeeping.
Okay. And number five, last one, your top money-making advice for other business owners listening to this.
Don't be a wuss.
Don't be a wuss. All right, good. Hey, I think that was a pretty good run through the gauntlet for the first time. So please send us your feedback on that. If you have other questions that you want me to ask, if you want me to ask, you know, my guests different questions, but my goal is to ask kind of the same four or five, six questions each week with my guests. We're just starting it today. Keith, I think that you came out strong with, man. That was a good stuff. As we wind down, two things I want to ask you. Number one is there anything else that we should have talked about today that'll help contractors grow a stronger business that we didn't get to? And then after that, I want you to talk a little bit about that book on the shelf behind you. So,
sure.
All right. So anything else that we didn't talk about that you think, all right, Travis, you can edit this part because I totally jacked it up. So don't record, don't play this part. So if you could come back somehow to YouTube a little bit, because the title of this thing was about getting 21,000 subscribers and how it's helped your business, and just anything that you could talk about with social media and why contractors need to give a shit about social media would be really good at this point right now. All right. So, and then you can share something else. So I'm going to throw up a softball question right now, and Travis, you can put it in somewhere.
Okay.
All right, here we go. All right. So Keith, I got a few more questions for you here. Let's get back to the whole social media, YouTube thing. What are your thoughts on, you mentioned Gary Vaynerchuk earlier in our interview, and Gary is, it's my goal to get Gary on this show, man, seriously. And, I know where you're coming from, but what would you tell contractors listening to this right now about growing their business with social media, why they need to give a crap? What comes to mind when I ask you that?
We're in the information technology revolution. So in a revolution, a lot of things must go, the creative destruction. Those who are not on the internet and those who do not know how to build loyal communities of people on the internet who return over and over again for free information, for free advice, for free consultation, those companies are going to fall off fast. They're going to be running like rats on wheels for peanuts, and they're going to be banging your head against the wall, like the book by David Spencer, Who Moved My Cheese?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why social media is huge. I have YouTube channels for my landscaping and window cleaning that are search engine optimized on the first page in my city, even. So when people look for a service, they see a video of me talking to the customer with squeegees saying, this is how we clean your windows and clean your screens. Call this number today. We really care. Like they don't, or something like that.
Right.
It's about taking all your boldness and remembering habit. Make technology become a habit in your business, because it's so crucial where we're at right now. We have 3 billion people still about to get on the internet between now and 2025, and it is an absolute must. Don't be that like your parents who are calling you crying because they don't even know how to do something on their iPhone. Don't be that guy.
Well, you know, you've brought up the iPhone thing, And the most recent stat I heard, as of we're in May of 2016 right now, the most recent stat that I heard is that when somebody is looking at their mobile device, okay, so you see the dude in the restaurant, you see the guy on the train, you see the guy next to you in traffic on his phone, you know, whatever it is, when we are looking at our screens, 53% of the time spent staring at that thing is on a social network. I mean, if that alone doesn't, you know, motivate us as business owners to really get with the time and make sure that we're marketing in the year that we live in, you know, then I don't know what else is going to motivate us. And a lot of contractors will say to me, well, that's not where my customers are, because those are all the 25 and 30 year olds and this and that. My customers are 45 and 50 and they have money. But my answer to that is, you know what, that 30 year old, is building his career. And as the time goes by, he's going to be making more money. And by the time he's at a point where he can spend some money, he could be in your, call it pipeline, in your funnel, in your community, whatever it is, who knows who you are. He's been watching your stuff for years. If you're a painter, a landscaper, all this other stuff, and you will be established in his mind, positioned in his mind as an expert in the industry. So this is also a great business plan for 5, 10, 15 years from now as well, in my opinion. What are your thoughts on that, man? I know you got way more subscribers than I do. I got like 117 subscribers on my YouTube channel, man. So you are the expert in this, in my opinion.
It's about sequencing information. So people always said, I wish I had a time machine so I could clone myself. Technology has made time travel possible. I've been talking about this, and I'll talk about this more as time goes. And that's absolutely true. This is fact. Yeah, we're doing this right now. So
yeah,
hundreds of thousands of people will watch this right now. So I'm actually taking my words coming out of my mouth in present moment. You know what time it is right now, today. It's completely irrelevant in this continuum, mm-hmm. because any time from here on out until infinitum, somebody can log on and watch this video. Now, emotion and time are separate, but somehow they can affect each other. So a person can log on and watch this very video right now. Hey, what's up? This is happening right now.
Yeah. Four years ago. Right now, 4 years ago.
Yeah. Exactly. Experiencing the emotions in real time. Emotion causes emotion. Emotion causes people to take action. Have you ever watched something or a seminar on YouTube on a Sunday morning? You know, why didn't they make this video? And then you look at it was made 4 years ago, and that video, it changed your life. Yeah. So once you really can get behind that and believe and understand that, and then sequence that, what's real and doable for people in the moment, then you can actually bring them along a journey and inspire action. That's mm-hmm. what we talk about, funnels, sales funnels. It's exponential, because now you can segment that growth and cater it specifically to people where they're at in the moment, and now start to serve them on a singular basis, but on a one-to-many model. So, a lot of people can't wrap their heads around that if they're used to a one-to-one model. This is one-to-many model.
What do you tell the guy who goes, yeah, I get it, this stuff's important, I just don't have time to do social media?
I can completely relate to that. I don't have time either. I built my entire YouTube channel while sitting on the toilet. While was sleeping at 3 o'clock in the morning, while at red lights, while waiting in the line to get a coffee. I built my YouTube channel with no time, in real time. It's the habit of, okay, you're already living your life, right?
Yeah.
What is the difference if you're holding a camera in your hand? Mm-hmm. There you can see me. You're holding a camera in your hand, and you're just living your life on camera, throwing it on the internet.
Yeah.
I only do my entire YouTube channel with I sell my books and do all this in about 20 hours a week.
Yeah.
But it looks on the internet, people say, how are you doing all this? It looks like I'm doing it 80 hours a week or something, but I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it's, you know, people ask me a lot. People ask me all the time, you know, how many times a day should I post on Facebook? That's like the one that a lot of clients will ask me. And I'll say, that's the wrong question. It's not about how many times you post a day. It's about it's not about what you do. It's simply, social media to me is something that you now are. Like this is just part of my life. This is part of growing my business. This is part of what it means to be the CEO of Tom's Contracting Company or whatever the heck it is. It's not a to-do that you check off and go, okay, I made two posts, because your evidence, you are the opposite of that thinking, because you are taking this, you're taking us on a journey through your business, through your life in real time. You are sharing behind the scenes of what's happening, good, bad, and ugly. And the result is you've got, you know, over 42,000 eyeballs on it. That was 21,000 times two, just in case you're all wondering. Okay, so assuming everyone has two eyeballs. So Keith, how can people find you if they're want to check out your YouTube channel, learn more about what you do?
Awesome, sure. So go to YouTube, type in the word landscaping, or type in the word window cleaning, and I pop up a number one search result. You can find me anywhere there. And then also, if you're interested in any of my online training courses or programs, I have published a couple books recently I'm very excited about here. This is my book in print called How to Start a Landscaping Business Right Now with No Startup Money. It's really a mindset book about how to overcome the struggle and come into victory of actually starting and getting it done. This is also on Amazon as well. You can find it anywhere on Amazon. Just very proud of this book. There's also audiobook versions as well, so you can listen while you work. Go to my website, KeithKelfisBooks.com, www.KeithKelfisBooks.com. It'll take you right to my author page. And also my brand new book that I just came out with called How to Make $500 a Day Cleaning Windows. Very proud of this. Spent an entire winter locked myself in the office, staying up all night writing this. This is a very structured and sequenced book that will actually take you from absolutely nothing to making $500 a day cleaning windows. So very proud of this. Again, go to www.KeithKelfisBooks.com. You can find me on YouTube. And let's do this thing, man.
Awesome, man. Well, I appreciate you hanging with us today and sharing mainly the mindset that it's going to take for business owners to be more successful, build stronger businesses. And we will make sure to put all the links to everything you shared in our show notes for anyone listening who wants to just click a button and, you know, swipe their card, man. Go buy his books. Go buy his books, buy his online courses, and get a little bit stronger, and make sure you subscribe to that YouTube channel. Let's make it 25,000 here within the next couple weeks of subscribers. Keith, appreciate you being here, man, and God bless you. Have an awesome day, and we'll talk to you soon, man.
God bless you too, man. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate having me on the show. Cool. Over and out.
All right, if you've been listening to the Strongpreneur Podcast for any time, you know that we are all about helping contractors get back their time, stop chasing the wrong clients, instantly learning to sell at higher prices, and really taking control of your business again. And the Contractor Sales Academy is a program that we've developed that's a game-changing sales program for contractors. It's based on all the best practices in the sales training world since the beginning of time. All right, but we teach you how to really just step up and take control of your sales process immediately by just using the telephone. Imagine not having to run around and do the tap dance in front of 100 people a month or 1,000 people a year or whatever the heck it is that you do in your estimating process. Imagine just picking up the telephone and being able to know who is immediately a good fit for your business and who's not, and get rid of the tire quickers, weed out the crap, and sell at higher prices and get back your time. So head to motorhard.com, and the top of the page you'll see Contractor Sales Academy. Just click that button to learn more, and let's turn things around. Take back control of your business, get back your time, make more money, and truly enjoy your business again.